Well, hello again. It's Vintage on another Thursday with Vintage Heart. So I totally didn't give up. I made it back, which is like a miracle. Because as I've said before, many times actually, I start a lot of things and I just never see them through. So I am 100% glad that this is not one of them, because I really enjoyed myself on the last episode and I knew this is something that I want to push through. So forewarning, if you haven't listened to the first episode, please go back, listen to that, and then come back. We'll continue from where we stop. All right, so on my last episode, I remember saying I was going to come back prepared. I was going to have a very sure shot, because you know I was joking back then a lot, but I promised and I came through. I always come through. All right, so I've been cracking my head all week, because like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's been an interesting week, kind of. Except for Monday was awful. Then Tuesday was Tuesday was very wet. Wednesday was I kind of slept the whole of Wednesday away. So did I say I had an interesting week? Maybe I have a different definition of interesting, but it was kind of different from every other week that we've had this far in September. I guess it's been very rainy, and I guess like that's the crown of the whole week. Rain. It is not just stopping. Like it never stops. It's drizzling and then it pours and then it trickles and then it's all over again and again. It's very, very frustrating. So what was I even saying? I was saying that I promised a good topic for today, and I came through. So guess what? Going with the theme of the week, with the whole rain and everything, and getting in the mood and feeling the whole cold and stuff. Pull up, don't guess yet. I totally said, okay, fine, let's go with something that people can relate with at this very period. What is it that comes to your mind in a rainy, cold season on the night when you need some warmth and you know it? Okay, I'll just stop. I talk about love. Love. Oh, the word, boy, love is so vast. It's like one of the many things that you cannot just walk around, you know, one way or the other. Life, our journey, age, it just revolves around love, really. Your friends, your family, your other kind of love. It's just love is life. Love is everywhere. Basically, love is everywhere. So I felt like it was high time, you know, we begin to appreciate love more than just, you know, what Hollywood paints it to be, or what those novels that we read paint it to be. Like, appreciate love for what it really is. Like, you appreciate nature, because love exists just as nature does. It's to be appreciated, to be marveled at, to be admired, you know. Okay, I'm going to quit now. Okay, so love. What exactly am I to talk about love? I'm not going to talk about the mushy sushi part of it. I don't have the heart for that. What I do want to talk about is the relatable part of love, the Nigerian part of love, the grassroots part of love, the love that you see every day when you're walking out on the roads of Lagos, the love that you see when you may be in a restaurant or not on TV. I'm not talking about Nollywood kind of love or Hollywood kind of love. I'm talking about the real day-to-day love that we see with our own eyes. So before I go on with this, I kind of had this very interesting meet. I did say my week was interesting. I think it was on I can't remember now, but I think it was on Monday. Yeah, because I was very busy on Monday. So I went to market on Monday. Very crazy how people are still, I mean, jam-packed in those marketplaces, but that's like totally a different talk. So I went there, I needed to pick up some food stuff. So after my shopping, I was waiting for my Uber to come out. Okay, I probably shouldn't have said that, but I ordered the Uber and I was waiting, and you know, it was taking a bit long. So I entered into a supermarket and I wanted to buy a Pepsi. So I went in, I gave her 1,000 naira, one bottle of Pepsi, and she didn't have change. So I was kind of just standing outside by the show glass, and she said, hold on a minute, let me run around and get you some change. I wasn't really in a hurry, I was just waiting for the Uber, really. So I was there, and by like a few steps away from me on the other side of the shop was this young girl, the lady, excuse me. Yeah, so she was just standing. She was standing there even before I approached the shop. So she was there, and I bought the Pepsi. I was waiting for the change in the Uber, and she was standing there. And a couple of seconds later, because I really didn't waste much time there, this man walks up to her, like this kind of big, I don't want to use the Agboro word for him, but he just fits into that picture. Just picture big, dark, really sweaty, and just that kind of guy. So he walks up to her, and she's like tiny and probably not in the right place. Maybe she's lost or something, I don't know. She was just looking very out of place where she was standing. Maybe she was waiting for someone, I don't know. Point is, he walked up to her and then he was like, hello. She didn't answer. I was like, okay, this is about to get fun. So I was waiting for my change, by the way. Don't forget why I was there in the first place. So I was waiting, and then, you know, I was using one ear to listen in. And then he was like, I'm talking to you now. He was actually speaking good English. It wasn't that bad. And she turned to him and was like, can I help you? I was like, okay. It's building up. And he was like, baby, I love you. I mean, I was just looking at you and I really like you. I love you. Can I have your number? I was like, hold up, pause. Okay, can we just backtrack? Okay, I am listening to this with the impression that these two people don't know themselves from anywhere, just met on the streets of Lagos in front of a shop, and the guy is like, I love you. Ooh, oh my god, I really wanted to believe. Maybe I don't know, I was like looking at him and looking at her. There was no way on earth, I am not being pessimistic, but there is no way on the surface of earth, the one that God created, that the two of them was going to work as a thing, or it was just not going to happen. I was just looking at them. No, it was not going to happen. It was obvious, that kind of obvious. And he was like, I love you, can I have your number? I was like, bro, I was talking in my spirit. It was like, what the hell? Can you, like, what of all things to say to a complete random stranger? Oh my god. You know, if it wasn't for one thing, I would have just imagined the scenario. I would have walked up to him and be like, bro, excuse me, I know you like totally can beat me up after I say this or something, but I mean, you could do better. If you had a chance, I mean, it's gone now. I was like, it was so disappointing. I mean, I wasn't like expecting much, but it was like, gosh, God, it could have gone much less worse. It just went from 0 to minus 100. God. Okay, so that's what I was saying. That's why I was like, I had to talk about love in the way that we know it, in the way that we see it. You know, so what exactly is it that we understand with love? I feel like in Nigeria, for the guys, you know, like the guy that you meet on a regular basis, on the streets, and the bus, I don't really believe that we understand the meaning of love in this country. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like we either think too much of love or we think too little of love. And in most case scenario, we never even come close to actually using that word right, like ever. I have never been in a position where I am, you know, in a conversation with a guy, and then, or maybe say I'm approached by a guy, and then he tells me, or maybe not really to me or something, like he's telling me a story, or let me just say I've never heard a story that actually hits me like love. Not in my whole life. I'm being 100% honest right now. I have never heard a story that has hit me across this true love, like real love, like love, like what love should be, you know? So we feel, of course, we have emotions, we catch feelings, or we grab feelings, whatever it is, or we fall in feelings, whatever. But I have never met love. I'm just gonna leave it like that. So what exactly is it that we are doing wrong? you know, in Nigeria? Why is it that we either think too much of love or too little of love? I feel I'm not going to be able to actually say it 100% accurately, but all of this is just based on my feelings, my experiences, and people that I have happened to speak with. So I feel like we grow attached to people, yeah, and then we love something about them. Watch my word. Yes, I did say love. You love something about them. You love what they do, how they look, or just the idea of them. That is a very normal thing. You like something about them, the idea of them, or you're maybe even infatuated with them. It's completely human. It happens. Okay? Now, you loving someone, it's very different from that. Because when you love somebody, you love the whole of them. You love every single thing they do. You love a person in such a way that 100 years from now, if you're still alive, that one person is the person that you want to be alive with 100 years from now. There are going to be misunderstandings, of course, quarrels, and very annoying moments, but love, as they say, it conquers all. Oh my God, I said I wasn't going to do the mushy sushi part, but okay. Okay, I think let's go a bit crazy now. Okay, so I thought we are doing it wrong because we have always had the wrong approach. We've always seen those things and we want to copy or imitate them by fire, by force, whether they like it or not, they fits us or not. But it doesn't work for us. Like I said, those two couples that I saw on the streets of Lagos on Monday, or was it Tuesday, whenever I saw them, and I just looked at them, it was like, this is not gonna work. And then the guy said what he said, and it was like, it's a lost cause. It's a 100% lost cause. So we've been having the wrong approach, doing it wrong, learning it wrong, copying it wrong. I mean, I don't think we should even be aiming to copy love. You know, I always feel like when love comes, it comes and it takes as it wishes. You know, but we always want to, I mean, a guy will walk up to you out of the blue, someone you've never met, and he's like, I love you. If I liked you, you know, like maybe I was admiring you and you say that to me, I'm gonna run. You know, I'm gonna feel very put off, like 100% to the max. And so at this point, I figured that you're 100% interested or 50% interested, however little you have listened up to this point. And so I am positive that I can say what I want to say right now. Okay, so I gotta run, which is like very sad for me. I wanted so much to make this a long episode, but I can't. So here is what I'm gonna do. I'm going to make this a series. It's going to be in short forms, I guess that's what series is. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Is going to be in various episodes. Okay, so you listen to this one, it's not complete. So I want you back on Thursday. I want you to see what I have for you on Thursday. I want you to hear what I have for you on Thursday. So you come back here, I have another part of this love on the streets of Lagos ready for you. Yes, I titled it Love on the Streets of Lagos. So you be back here, if you're ready for me and you listen, and we take it a Thursday at a time. Okay, I have plans with this. I just hope I don't disappoint. Okay.